You're listening to Vulcan Has a Faith, the audio podcast about New Birmingham and the people making a difference. All right, it's another great day in Birmingham. You know, we're here promoting New Birmingham, and I'm so happy to have Kevin Bocas with us.
Thanks.
Welcome, Kevin.
Thank you, Scott. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, we've kind of been acquaintances, friends a little before before you even started with your group, right?
I think so, yeah. Through Facebook, yeah, we were connected, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. And our friend Denise Miles.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she connected us originally.
Yes, yep.
So shout out to her.
Yep.
Hey, Denise.
So, you know, we're so glad to have you here because you're one of the up-and-coming musicians that's in a genre that, me personally, I feel like is lacking here in Birmingham with talent and good skills and everything. So you're with Cheshire Possum.
Yes. Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about the group, what kind of music it is. Tell us about your bandmates,
sure,
and instruments and
sure,
things like that.
So it's actually kind of hard to pinpoint exactly the genre of music we play because we play such a variety of styles. But we're acoustic folk band, I guess you would say. We do covers of old country, but we also cover jazz standards. We do bluegrass, we do rock covers, so kind of runs the gamut in terms of the style that we have. We've got five members. Ashley Halsey Couch is our lead singer, also singer-songwriter, so we do a lot of her original material as well. Ashley has been her whole life involved in music, and she's extremely talented. She came up through the Pentecostal church, and so that's kind of where her roots are, and she talks about listening to old 45s when she was a kid, and so some of the stuff that we cover are from her background and the stuff that she's familiar with from those days when she was listening to that music. Michael Callahan is our bass player, and Michael posted the other day and listed all the bands that he is currently in, and he's in 9 bands right now.
What?
Yeah.
9
yeah.
bands?
So he's yeah, he's prolific, and he's incredibly talented bass player. Paul Walters is our guitar player, and Paul has been involved in either playing music or producing music for around 30 years. Incredibly talented. And then Melanie Mercer Johnson is a fiddle player and mandolin player. I've known Melanie for about the last 5 years through the Alabama Folk School. I don't know if you're familiar with Alabama Folk School up at Camp McDowell, but it's a school where you can go and they put on seminars where they bring in musicians. And by day you learn the trade, and then at night you hang out and jam with
oh,
other
wow.
musicians. So
that's
a really
cool.
great experience. Yeah. And then I play mandolin, fiddle, guitar, and I sing on a couple of our songs as well. So
fantastic. Yeah. Sounds like y'all got a good group there.
Yeah, it's a diverse group. We have a lot of diverse interests and backgrounds, and I think that's contributes to kind of the diversity of the genre that I was talking about, because we all have different experiences and different skill sets. So.
Awesome. Well, thanks for that intro there. Before we go into more about your band and things you guys are doing, let's learn a little bit about you.
Sure.
Of course, like I said, I've known you for a little while. Can you tell me some of your favorite things in Birmingham to do?
Yeah, Birmingham, especially as you know, the last 4 or 5 years has really been growing. We recently moved downtown, so I live on 2nd Avenue North. I'm a big baseball fan, so over the summer you'll always find me at the baseball games here at Regents Field. Coffee shops around town. I think we have some great coffee shops. I give a shout out to Revelator Coffee.
Absolutely.
Also, Feast and Forest downtown is a great spot. Urban Standard is a great coffee shop. Of course, they're going through some repair work after a recent fire, but looking forward to them reopening. So those are some of my favorite spots.
Yeah, we do have some great coffee spots here in Birmingham. Yeah. Revelator provided our coffee today too, so we were very thankful for that.
Yeah.
Thanks for the shout out for them. So what about, do you have a favorite place in town to go to just to hang out or anything like that?
Yeah, definitely Railroad Park, I think, is a great place to just kind of relax. I'm a big runner, so I run in Railroad Park. The new Rotary Trail is a great spot. So just all around town. Avondale is great. I was just down in Avondale this morning running through Avondale. So yeah, it's great.
I bet you love living on Second.
Oh, it's great. It's wonderful. Yeah. I wish I had done it years ago. So,
you know, it's funny. The podcast really started out talking about New Birmingham and the revitalization, and so many companies and activities and things are moving downtown. It's really fun place to be.
Yeah, it's really great.
So let's get into you guys as a group.
Sure.
Just to give people, I know you described what types of music you do, but can you name like a few of the songs that you play that maybe you cover?
Sure.
But then maybe a song that compares to what you guys sing as original music.
Sure, sure. Well, so we cover everything from, like I said, old traditional country. The Carter Family's Wildwood Flower is an example of that. That's something we cover. But we also cover jazz standards. So we do a version of Summertime. We do a version of Paper Moon. So those are really kind of songs from the 40s or 50s that are jazz standards. We also cover rock. So we do a Depeche Mode song. We do Leonard Cohen.
Wow.
Yeah. We do bluegrass songs. So there's Green Card song that we cover. That's a bluegrass song, which is a really fun tune. So it really just covers the gamut. In terms of the original stuff that Ashley's written, it also kind of mirrors that in that it's hard to place it in a particular genre. She has a song, I'm So Tired of Alabama, which is kind of a rock song that we do in an acoustic style. All of our music is acoustic. But she has another song that originated as a children's song called Snaky Little Creek, which is more of a bluegrass kind of style, kind of a dance. You know, you can get up and dance to it. So it really covers the gamut and really has a large variety.
Yeah, you know, it's so great to hear your original music because it's really good. I mean, musicians, you're all talented, of course, and, you know, talented musicians can do covers like Summertime. That was awesome when I heard you guys live. Very good rendition of that.
Thank you.
But your original stuff is really good.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Very impressive.
Ashley is really, really incredibly talented. So, we're blessed to have her, definitely.
I'm kind of curious, like, of all the covers and the original that you guys do, now, you play several different instruments. Mm-hmm. So, do you have a personal favorite that y'all do that kind of showcases your fiddle or some of the other instruments?
Oh, geez. No, we did a version of Leonard Cohen's Everybody Knows.
One of my favorite
and
songs.
We did that for the first time at Daniel Day Gallery a few weeks ago. It was just really incredible just to kind of see everybody in the audience kind of realize what we're doing. And there was the energy in the crowd kind of fed into our energy. And it really just, everything clicked with that song. So
that is such a good song.
Yeah, yeah.
I like, you mentioned Depeche Mode, that's one of my favorites, but another one of my favorites is Concrete Blonde, and they had redone that song.
That's right, yep, definitely.
That's a great song. So how did you guys come up with the name of the group?
Well, it was interesting. So when we originally got together, so we practice at my loft on 2nd Avenue North. After each of our practices, we walk down to Paramount on the corner there, 2nd Avenue and 20th Street. So after one of our first practices, we went down there and kind of brainstormed some ideas, came up with several different ideas, and we ended up, each of us sort of ranking all the, you know, 10 or 15 ideas that we had and kind of having an informal vote among the band members. And Cheshire Possum was just the one that came out on top. Ashley was the originator of that idea. And so it comes from the idea of the Cheshire Cat in Alice in Wonderland and kind of twisting that a little bit and making it Cheshire Possum.
Very cool name. Very catchy, too, which is important.
Yeah.
Good stuff. So when someone comes to one of your shows, one of the band shows, what can they expect to feel or see with you guys as a group on stage?
I mean, definitely we want to be a fun band. We want a lot of our songs we hope that people can kind of dance to or tap their foot to. But we also, as we've said, we have some original songs that we want people to really enjoy and have fun with. So, yeah, I think that kind of covers it.
Absolutely. You know, seeing you live, you kind of get the feel of a festival.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really one of those where you guys are engaging, the music's good, and everybody, you can see the mood starting to uplift.
Yeah. And as I mentioned, you know, earlier, the more, you know, we feed off the audience. So the more kind of the audience gets into it, the more we get into it and kind of take hold of that energy and feedback on it. So we've played a couple of festivals. So we've played Birmingham Art Walk, which was one of our first gigs. We've also played the Preserve Festival in the fall, which was a great experience as well.
Absolutely. I was trying to remember if it was Art Walk or Sidewalk Film Festival that y'all played.
We played Art Walk. It's actually interesting. Art Walk was the first gig that we actually booked. So I host, or used to host, before Cheshire Possum came into being, I used to host a weekly jam on Sunday afternoons at my loft. And just any musician could come and you know, we'd play a lot of different tunes. And out of that, somebody that knew me from the jam was an organizer for Art Walk and asked me, friended me on Facebook. This is someone I didn't know previously, friended me on Facebook and asked me if, you know, I had a band and would I want to play at Art Walk. And that's what prompted me to kind of get a group together to form Cheshire Possum. And originally we thought it was going to be just that one gig. We booked a gig before it. We booked a gig at Good People Brewing Company. And it was such a great experience. And we had so much fun and realized that we had something special. So we've continued and really are having a good time with it.
Absolutely. Well, this podcast will air in February. So some of the places that you guys have played, you mentioned Art Walk, you mentioned Daniel Day. The day we're recording this, tonight, you're actually playing at Buck Mulligan's?
Buck Mulligan's, yep. Yep, down on the south side. So we're looking forward to that.
Excellent. Yep. Well, we're really looking forward to seeing you out and around town. Yep. and branch out. I'm sure you guys are going to get requests to play in a lot of different areas.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah.
So tell our listeners how they can find out more about you guys and your music and things of that
sure.
nature.
So we have a Facebook page, which is Cheshire Possum on Facebook. We'll post all of our upcoming gigs there. We also have a Twitter page, Cheshire Possum. And we do have a website, CheshirePossum.com. The content there is in the process of being developed, I'll put it that way. So okay. Facebook right now is probably the best place for folks to find out what's going on.
Excellent. You said you post y'all's upcoming shows and
yeah.
things of that nature.
Yep.
Excellent. Absolutely. And we'll do the same. We'll post some links for you guys and make sure they're out there so people can
Great.
Find
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we really appreciate the support from Vulcan Has a Fade. And you've retweeted us and you liked our posts on Facebook. So we appreciate the promotion.
Well, it's an honor to have you here.
Thank you so
you know,
much.
Great artists like yourself are hard to find.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Scott.
Thanks a lot, Kevin.
Take care.
Follow us on social media at Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Vulcan Has a Fade. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and SoundCloud.